Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
And God's people said, as you're seated, turn to somebody and said, he's right here. How many have had fun this morning? I didn't used to say that. Yeah, you can give God praise. I didn't used to say that when I was growing up. Church was boring to me. And it was a place I had to be and couldn't wait to get out so I could go do what I wanted to do. But that's changed over the years. And now it's the best place to be. I want to take a few moments this morning and bring into play God's Word. Because when we allow God's Word to come into our play, it changes all of the characters of life. And before we do anything else, I just want to give you a chance to respond to several things that God's already done in this place this morning. Ready? So I'm going to let you in on what I shared with Robin a few moments ago. Because when the word came to me from Miss Eloise this morning and she asked for permission to do so, I began to think about that. I said, man, we've covered all of our tithe and stuff on Wednesday night. But I know there are things that I want resurrected. And look, most of you have been in churches and have heard great messages on the resurrection. But our communities are still dead and trapped in a lot of stuff. I want God to resurrect things. So I just walked over to Robin and I said, I just want you to go ahead and write a check out of this particular account. And it's not tithe and it's not an offering. It's a seed for things to be resurrected and things that need to come alive. And kids that I work with that are in trouble and that are in prison within their lives and anyone else that's a part of my life, I need to see resurrection. And I even grabbed my iPhone and put in the scripture that she read and the amount that we just sowed. But if you're here this morning, and I don't even know if you gave anything, but there's things in your life that are dead or situations in your life that are dead, I want to invite you just to stand to your feet with me this morning because I want to speak life where there's been some dead things. Stand on your feet if you so desire this morning, all over this room. And if you don't stand, don't be offended, and I'm certainly not offended. I want to give you those individuals an opportunity to stand because we are in a season of God speaking to dry bones. If you don't believe it, get out of the Word and stay out of the Word. Hearken to the word of the Lord this morning. If you do not believe that God can speak to the valley of dry bones, close the book, walk away, and don't come back. Our God is able. With God, all things are possible. God invites you to speak to those issues and those areas and those dry places and speak life. And life abundantly. We are about to see God do great things in the state of Florida that is going to blow the minds of all of the scholars and all of the reporters because He is not only the resurrected Lord, He is our exalted Lord. Give Him praise in the house. Thank you, Father. So now, Father, we speak life over those areas that need to come to life. We speak over plans, visions, dreams, hopes, aspirations, our children, and all that you have planned for them, and our grandchildren. And we celebrate the stone removed, and the clothes folded up, and the Christ walking through the garden and now ascended to the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. I speak life over this house, over our ministries in this community, over this region, over lost souls, over their eyes would be opened, their ears would be unstopped, and their hearts of stone would be changed to hearts of flesh. I decree that and declare that on the authority of God's word now in Jesus' name. And God's people said, Amen. Woo! Woo! Well, you may be seated. That's point one. Woo! I'll just share this tidbit as we get ready to get into God's Word. There's still another one. I learned a long time ago when I was coaching, I could do all I wanted to do to motivate, but they were the ones who were going to have to go out and execute. God has declared some things right now over this house. It was declared, and I'm stepping on the platform to let you know that you can bank on it. And I am not free and just throwing money around. But when the Lord showed me that what she was carrying was for our house, and it had nothing to do with our tithes or our offerings, but I was going to plant a seed and make it a good seed, because I want to see things changed in this community. I want some things changed in our schools. I want to see people stop living the way they've always lived and start walking in higher places. So you know what? Resurrection is not just on Easter Sunday. Resurrection is every day of our lives. Amen? I told our faculty and staff a couple days ago, I said, if you thought year one was something, if they have me back for year two, get ready for more change. And they just kind of went. Because I'm already planning for a new school year in August. Have good news for you. 20 acres may not be enough for what God wants to do. There's going to be a worship center. There's going to be a multi-purpose gymnasium, and it's not going to be halfway. So don't even come talking to me about a halfway gym. It's going to be a full-fledged gym. There's going to be weight rooms. There's going to be all kinds of events going on. I talked with my brother, who's going to be eventually coming out of Pennsylvania. He's created all kinds of counseling and sports things up in Pennsylvania, in Pittsburgh. I said, eventually, I want you on staff, and we're going to start meeting the needs of this region. There's going to be a counseling center. I'm prophetically telling you what God is going to do in this region. And it's not about this. It's about Him and for His honor and for His glory. So 20 acres may not be enough, because there needs to be softball fields and baseball fields, and there's got to be a place where we can do big Easter events with no ramifications. And that's all I had to say about that. If the devil wants to play, he does not understand on which side of the tomb we stand. We stand on the resurrected side, and our Lord reigns, and I'm not backing up, and I'm not taking a seat, and I'm moving on, and I'm marching forward, and this region belongs to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and we're going to get it done. And that's the body of Christ. So also let me just mention to you this morning that when all of that takes place, that gym is not open to people who come to Forward. It's open to whosoever will. And that gives you a chance to exodus. You may exit if you don't like that. Because God called us here to help this area, not just one little church or ministry. God cares about this region. And if we care enough about the next generation and the nation that we live in, we're going to pay forward and we're going to meet the needs of the next generation for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Amen? So they can come from wherever. They can walk in there with demons and walk out clean. Uh-oh. People ask me all the time, what do you believe? Watch my life. I believe that God still has power over demonic forces. I believe in the supernatural availability of all of the gifts, because He is risen and He's not among the dead. I've been in dead churches and dead services, and this is not a dead house. And we declare the good things of the Lord over this region. And listen, start living in the Beatitudes. God spoke that into my heart last night. Because as we begin to encounter the other kingdom, you can expect the enemy to engage. But if we will live out of the Beatitudes, all will be well. That means you forgive and you bless those and you pray for those. And when they ask for 1 mile, you give them 10 extra. Whatever it takes to shut the mouth of darkness and keep the kingdom moving, let's show that He is not among the dead. He is risen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of these days, I probably will just give Bradley a verse and have him put that up there so he doesn't have to do any of the other work and all the script and everything the Lord gives me, because by the time I get to the platform, it's in line with that, but there's so much more that God wants to say. So next, let's respond to the Holy Spirit, shall we? The anointing of the Lord was upon the worship leader, who also is a pastor. And he's more than just my son. And this is not our show. If we don't obey God, God can remove us quicker than your next breath. I'll just remind the ministry that has been with us a while what happened to Billy Joe Presley in Asheville, North Carolina, who was the senior pastor at Candler House of Prayer. He's no longer among us. Please don't be concerned about trying to make sure that I'm living right. If I'm out of line and out of sync, I know my Father watches over me and He can bring the heat. And if I start living and walking in sin and my children begin doing so, we could end up like Eli and his sons. Don't think for a moment that you're in a house where we think God is distant. He is among us. His name is Emmanuel. And He watches over this house. And He watches over your life. And He watches over my life. So I'm going to remind this house that my dad taught me, and I'll share it as often as the Holy Spirit invites me to do so. Learn to go quietly. We love to read his story, but we don't want his life to be our story. The louder they got, the quieter he became. You are not in God's Word enough, because you should have had a big amen right there. From Passion Week all the way through the celebration of his resurrection, everything he did was under the guidance of the Father's will. He only spoke when the Father told him to speak. We speak whenever we want to speak, don't we? If only we had something to say. Church, I'm saying to you this morning, if you really want to make a difference and really move this beyond an Easter celebration, God is inviting us to walk out into the highways, into the byways, and God is wanting us by lifestyle to show people that He is risen. He's not among the dead. You don't have to go back to the garden to see if He's there. He's not there. His Word declared it before it ever happened, what was going to take place, and it took place in alignment to what had been prophesied. So if you're sitting here today and you're saying, I don't believe in prophecy, you close your book, put it away, and stay away. Because we are still living out the prophetic word of the Lord. And He promised that He's coming again. It doesn't matter if it's on your mind or not. He's coming again. And I'm saying to you, make sure that your house is in order. Make sure that where you go, He's welcome. I know He's coming. I'm telling you, young people, He's coming back. It might not be in my lifetime. It may not be in yours. But you mark this down. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Jesus said, in 3 days, I'm coming out. If He said that and it happened, He also said that He was coming again. Mark it down, bank on it, and don't listen to those who live among the dead. Wow, that was a good word right there. So the Holy Spirit wants us to respond to what was going on in worship. Even before I give you a few nuggets from God's Word. Because I'm not interested in preaching what you've already heard. Because all that does is sedate you. Most of you can go and talk about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and all of the way they broke down the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some of you have heard more Easter stories than I have. So I'm not here to try to move you or to impress you with the Easter story. I want to know, are you living the Easter story? That's more critical than the historical fact that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. and that he really did come forth from the grave. And he really wants to carry his life through us. In order to do that, we've got to know who we are. There are some in here today that don't know who they are. God calls you an overcomer when you're in the valley. God calls you a champion when you're walking in sin. Everything in Scripture carries a paradox. We like to be able to line ourselves up once we have manufactured all of the stuff. But God says, I'm going to call you who you are before you get it together. And you'll never get it together without my presence. So I almost ran up here when he was thick in the anointing. By the way, never be anywhere where the anointing isn't present when you're under the sound of the gospel. Make sure that you're engaged with the word, where the word activates inside of you. That's how you can tell if it's an anointed word or not. Is it activated something inside of you? Does it cause an explosion to go off inside of you? Let me pause before I finish that second piece. Some of you need to be reminded that God gave you a dream. God gave you a vision. God put that insight inside of you. And it's time for you to begin pushing against the limits. Some of you have almost been willing to put away some of the dreams and some of the goals and some of the aspirations. And it's time for you to roll the stove back and go ahead and reach in there, pull it out, and go get it done. So I don't really need any music except the voice of the Lord. If you're here this morning and you are in the throes, you are in the thick of life, and you can't seem to grasp that you really are his friend, and he has called you an overcomer, and that his blood has been applied to all of your stuff, I'm going to invite you just to stand up and come walk right down here to the front. I want to pray with you before we go to God's word. Man, normally we have, you know, the music begins. I'm used to the music beginning to roll, and Billy Graham moves off to the side, and George Shea comes up, and Cliff Barrels comes, and the choir begins to stand, and they begin to sing, and we watch thousands make their way. I don't need any theatrics, because if you can't do it in here, it ain't going to happen out there. So if you're here this morning and you really want to lay hold of the fact that you are God's friend, even though you're stuck, even though your feet are in some miry stuff right now, and you know that God's called you an overcomer, but it doesn't seem to transition properly, and you're not seeing yourself the way God sees you, I want to invite you just to come. From all over this room, stand up and walk to the front. I want to pray over individuals who are struggling with their new identity. You know who you are. You are a redeemed person. But a lot of times you walk out and you don't feel like you're in a friendship relationship with him. I invite you just to come for a moment. And you're not quite sure what it really means to be an overcomer. You accept the blood, but you curse yourself with your words. Wow. You accept the blood, but you constantly are putting yourself down. You talk down to yourself because we sang, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And if I didn't hit on point, but God's nudging you, come on down. I know it'd be a lot easier if we had music and we had a cute story that just kind of tugged on people, but because God's not interested just in our emotions. I didn't say God's not interested. It's more than our emotions. He's interested in our wills. Because when he gets that, he can move anything and everything. Is there anyone else that just wants to come and stand and go, you know what? This is going to be my finest hour. This is Resurrection Sunday for me. Wow, and I am going to say exactly what the Lord asked me to say. He walked up to Lazarus' tomb and he said, Lazarus, come forth. So I'm going to speak over this church right now. Church, come forth. Is there anyone else that needs to come down to the front? I'm going to wait just a moment. Church, come forth. Anybody else? Church, come forth. All right, let's pray. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Father. Wow, what an awesome time you provided for us to worship. And we got into it. It was incredible. That was fun. But in the midst of all of that, some of us got caught. Because we want to be your friend, but we have lifestyles that don't always line up. But today, we're coming out of the world system, out of the way the world would have us to live. We don't want to be friends with the world and with you. We want to be friends with you. So I'm asking for my brothers and sisters. I'm asking for those who are standing here this morning that they will break ties with the world. Not living in isolation, but in response to you. And then, Father, for those of us who are standing, including me, where we know we're covered by the blood, but we just keep battling verbal things in our heads. And then we catch ourselves in isolation by ourselves, saying things against ourselves. We now break that over our lives. And we bring our words into alignment with the word. And we will declare over our lives what you have declared. That we are more than conquerors. That through Christ we can do all things. And we thank you for the strength that you now provide. The covering of the blood, the covering of the covenant, and now in alignment with the way that we talk about ourselves. We are who you said we were, and we will do what you called us to do. We can get it done. We are members of the body of Christ. For your honor and glory, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Everybody celebrate with these who came to the front, yes? I bless you guys. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. Amen. Now, let me tell you how family ought to be. Because I know how it kind of feels. Like when you're here. If you see them walking by you, you ought to give them a high five. Give them a little knuckle. Let them know, you know, I'm so proud of you. That took a little something. That took a little something. That took a little something. Hallelujah. Well, it's still there. So let me tell you what else the Spirit of the Lord has shown me this morning. There are some individuals that have not started their walk with Jesus Christ yet. And you have no guarantee about tomorrow. You've been in religious events. You've been in local churches. But you have never put your life where it belongs, in the hands of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to come to you and say to you, you're one of those. Because you know, and the Spirit of the Lord is here. The Holy Spirit of God is present. Listen, we are not guaranteed but this day. If you are here this morning and before we close the service, if you have never invited Jesus Christ into your heart, please don't leave without doing that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be when I simply make this altar call in a few moments. It can be after service. When you find someone who you absolutely know and can relate to, you can go to them and say, man, the Holy Spirit was speaking through Pastor, and you know what? I'm not sure I'm ready to meet him. See, you may have plans for this afternoon, but you may not know what your ultimate plan is from the Father. And it's time to get right with God. Wow. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 7, it says, if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. So if there is no resurrection, there is no faith. We're all humanistic people doing life. Unless Christ has come forth from the grave. And it gets worse than that, doesn't it? That's what Scripture shows. Not only do you have no faith, meaning it will not produce anything. On top of that, you're still captive. You're still stuck in your stuff, in your junk. Whatever you're doing, you're still in it, and you're a slave to all of that, unless he has come forth from the grave. This morning, Jesus Christ is alive. He is alive. and he will walk with you through anything and everything. And he will provide all the resources that you need. I'm just going to pause and have fun. Maybe somebody else can take that and preach. We'll see where we go. There are some individuals in this house right now that need to know that God has unlimited resources. The church is so jacked up, we don't even know what he's got. We know what we've got, and that's what we measure our faith by. Holy Spirit, all I can do is help and ask that they will hear and see what you're saying right now. If you're here, you don't have to come to the front. I need for you to stand with me because God's beginning to show me it's going to be incredible what he does here. And it's not about this name at all. It is about his name and his honor and his glory and the generation that will follow us if Jesus tarries. So there's unlimited resources. How does that match up for young ladies or young men? Because a lot of times we're trained through Entertainment Tonight and all the other venues what you need to do to get this kind of person. What you need to do is be the person God wants you to be. He'll bring that person into your life. Or you have a dead Christ. So if you're in need of looking into the eternal resources of heaven, stand with me this morning. Now see, here's what's really cool about that. I know I'm using English. I'm either speaking to people whose hearts are hard or people who don't need anything. What the Spirit of the Lord just gave to me to give to us, I didn't say you, I said to us, is that we would start looking into the eternal resources of heaven. Hold on here one time. Anybody been to the other side? I want to make sure I'm with the right kind of people. I don't know what to do with weird people. Like, I was in heaven for 4 weeks. Why'd you come back? Since we've not been there, have you figured out that everything that you're going to need will be provided by him who is the ultimate carpenter? He has unlimited resources. And we, the body of Christ, have really been on the short end of receiving. We live according to the times, don't we? Is there anyone that wants to stand with me and believe God for unlimited resources in your life, in your family's life, in the generations that will be around you? You want to tap into the unlimited resources of heaven. Look at this house. Then we're going to make a declaration off this verse. Are you ready? Let's make a declaration. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that my faith is not futile. It's not in vain. I thank you that I'm free from sin. And I walk by faith. And the resources of heaven. And the riches that are in Christ Jesus. Are for me. For this generation. For your kingdom. And for your purpose. Open up the windows. I'm ready. In Jesus' name. Give God praise. Wow. 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 You may be seated. Wow. Let me tell you what the other kingdom tries to do. They don't mind you hearing that his stone's been rolled away as long as yours hasn't. Oh yes, saved, but living behind the stone. Born again, but living behind the stone. But, if, maybe, could, I don't know, perhaps. I hope this ministry is beginning to see something through the process of this last week. The higher you go, the higher the price goes. We really don't understand what it really takes to live at the level that God wants us to live. Let me say it again. The higher you want to go in God, you better get ready for the darkness to come against you. And you're going to have to be able to live at such a level, knowing that he is risen, to where it doesn't even faze you. You don't have enough time to put out all the fires. So why not create some for the kingdom? Some of you are looking like, huh? No. Not purposely going out and engaging just to create trouble, but keep advancing, keep moving, keep pressing, keep pushing. Not against each other, but against the strongholds that have already been demolished. He made an open spectacle of them on the cross. There's no way there could have been a stone in front of where he was. He already openly destroyed everything. And we're holding out. And we're holding back. Come on, church. I thank God this morning you're in trouble. Because I didn't bring a watch up here. And I don't have my iPhone up here. And I don't have my iPad up here. So I'm just going to go until it's done. Until the Spirit of the Lord has brought everything that He wants for this house. God wants you to play at a higher level. But when you start moving to a higher level, you've got to know that everything changes. I said to my wife the other day, I said, man, this was cupcakes when we were out in the country. I said, man, it was easy. And for that season, I think the Lord had us there because of the involvement that I had within the schools and the coaching and all the night activities. But it has changed. It has shifted. Are you changing? Are you shifting? Are you standing on the promises of God? Are you willing to move when God says move? What are you looking for? An Easter service so you can get your groove on for a little bit? I'm inviting you to step out and step up and begin to engage like you've never engaged before. Come on, church. I'm looking forward to the day like it is up at Brooklyn Tabernacle in Brooklyn, New York, when people just begin to stand and give God ovation. Not about me. I'm not. Folks, come on, please. We are ovating the hand of the Lord. We are responding to the Spirit of the Lord. When God begins to push on you and say, there's more inside of you, you need to respond to that and say, yes, Lord. Or put away the Easter story. We love his story, we just don't want it to become our story. The further he went down the Via Della Rosa, the louder it got, and the quieter he became. I love being around people who are filled with the Spirit, because it's not as much as they think it is. When you are absolutely maximized by the Holy Ghost, you know how to be quiet when it's time to be quiet. And listen, he was quiet on the other side of the resurrection. If they would have done to me what they did to him, and I got to come out of that thing, the first place I would have gone would have been right back to that tore up temple. And I would have been all over those politicians and all over those religious people. Come on, church, you sit there and act like you know what you're not. God help us. Y'all do it all the time, but y'all acting like I don't know what I'm talking about. The first person he showed himself to wasn't a religious person. It wasn't even none of the 12. It was Mary Magdalene, who had a real jacked up lifestyle, who he cleaned up and straightened up. Hold on, let me get my glasses off so you can see. If Mary could have devils, we got devils running around today. And only the power of the cross can break. Oh, I don't want to be a part of a ministry like that. Listen, we'll never let the enemy be on display, but you better know what you're walking up against. You better know that it hasn't changed. This is not your home. You're on your way home. But you better know how to battle. You better know how to fight. And not with the weapons of this world. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Let me give you a couple things here real quick. I'm going to bypass the story about Charles Colson. It's a great story. But I'm going to bypass that. I'm going to give you a couple things. whatever else you want, Holy Spirit, I am wide open to it. F.T. Robertson said, the foundation of all human excellence must be laid deep in the blood of the Redeemer's cross and the power of His resurrection. Some of you need to start applying the blood to situations that you're facing. You've taken for granted the blood. You've taken for granted the power of the blood. I want to encourage you to cover your children, cover your home, cover your possessions, cover everything He's given to you with the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. There are some of you that need to be standing right now going, cover me afresh and anew with the blood. My mom and dad and grandparents used to pray this way. I cover and I plead the blood over my children. I remember those prayers. May this house never lose contact with the blood of Jesus Christ. May we always pray with regards to the power of the blood. If you want to be a person of excellence, you need to have a life that's covered and shielded by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Another tremendous quote by Watchman Nee said, people shall never enter the kingdom of God through our encouragement, persuasion, argument, inducement, excitement, or attraction. Entrance can be gained only by new birth, by nothing less than the resurrection of the Spirit. And so here's the second offering this morning. There are some who are here this morning that do not have a resurrected spirit. That means you've not been born from above. I'm not talking about responding to a message. I'm not talking about trying to persuade you and get you motivated and pumped up like Watchman Nee is talking about. I'm talking about where Christ comes in and changes your nature. There are individuals here that are not ready to meet Jesus Christ. I don't know who you are, but you're here. I know that you're here. The Holy Spirit reminds me to give to you this information that you cannot see heaven unless you've been born from above. Why would you not take the free gift of salvation? Let me explain to you this way. If I had the ability and the wherewithal and the resources right now, you mean to tell me you would turn down a free meal with no strings attached to Outback? Or to your favorite restaurant in Gainesville at no cost to you. Here, go enjoy. I don't want anything in return. Here, it's yours. You would reject that? You mean you would sit here today and reject eternal life? It's a free gift. Salvation isn't anything that you can earn. It's what He's already provided. If you're here this morning, in a couple of moments, when the Holy Spirit brings us to that place, I'm going to invite you to get up and to simply come and stand and say, man, I need to start anew. I need a new life on the inside. I have not been born again. I'm religious. I can debate the Bible. I can sing all of the hymns and your new choruses, but I'm not born from above. I'm dead on the inside. Oh, by the way, Watchman Nee spent most of his life in prison. I don't mind it when others have to pay the price. I just didn't know I had to pay a price. So, see, I don't want to hoodwink anybody here. When you receive that free gift and you begin growing in God, He's going to ask of you more, not less. So God's not dead. Oh, I thought you said Jesus Christ was God in the flesh. Jesus said it this way, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus said that. And He also said, before Abraham was, check it out, I am. Uh-oh, that really ticked him off. And He declared it 12 times in the Gospel of John. That He was the great I am. All the Jews knew what the great I am stood for. That was Jehovah God out of the old covenant. Now they're looking at Him face to face. God's not dead. For those that have not yet seen the movie, you ought to. God is going to equip this generation of young people with wisdom, knowledge, and revelation to go to the marketplace and to be able to engage and defuse the darts of the enemy. I need all the young people to stand. Young people, young adults. And like Wednesday night, we had some adults that stood because they know they're still young. And that's cool. Are you ready? We have young people that are standing. It may not be a platform where you're ministering like this, but God is absolutely equipping each one of you with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation so that you can go into the marketplace, into the schools, into your professors' classrooms, into ball fields, onto courts, and be able to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not with a combative, argumentative approach, but where it will impact, influence, and change the direction of other young people. I declare that and decree that over your lives. Your life does count, and you are here to make a difference. Give the Lord praise in the house. Thank you, and you may be seated. Holy Spirit, what else? Well, if he's not dead, and he's not, where is he? Two locations, quickly. One, he lives within the heart of every believer through the Holy Spirit. So let me say this. Oh, gosh, Lord. Wasn't last week enough? Young people, you ought to be dating fellow believers. Take it from some of us who went against that scripture. You have every right, and you should absolutely make sure that when you go out on a date, young people, that you are dating someone who also has a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is not a youth forum, so I won't take that much further. But I know what you're thinking. It's not going to go that far. It is amazing how we can get connected real quick, real close to someone who we really like. But I'm going to be a missionary and I'm going to win him to Christ. Really? Really? So young people, where did you go with that, Pastor? One of the places that Jesus is currently residing is within every person who's received him as Savior and Lord. When you as a believer go out with another believer, there will be automatic boundaries that God will set. And obedience is better than sacrifice. Or even an STD. Oh, did I say that? Or a few other things. Secondly, for the adults this morning. Not only is he located within each and every one of our hearts through the Holy Spirit, he is seated currently, literally, at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for us. So why do you feel like you can't make a difference, parents, adults? Why do you feel like there's no way out of what you're going through? The Bible says that he lives to make intercession for us. And that would be Romans chapter 8 and verse 34 as I'm coming to a close. But see, it scares me to even preach this kind of a message because most of you have already heard that. But we look at our situation and we look at our country and we look at where we live, we're not making enough change. If he's interceding, I need to get up and get after it. Because I know he's got tomorrow covered while I'm here today. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's praying for you right now. As we move to the final stretch, by the way, you've got the rest of the day, and there's no evening service. Jesus walked up to Peter and he said, Satan desires to sift you, but Peter, I've prayed for you. Now, if God, in the person of Jesus Christ, can pray for Peter, look how far he fell. But he never was lost, and he did recover and return. And for those of you that are still looking for a little bit of the Easter sprinkle, Jesus said, after he arose from the grave, he said, go tell my disciples and Peter. I want to encourage parents here this morning. Listen very closely. Jesus prayed for Peter, and he knew what Peter was able to do, capable of doing, and knew what he was going to do, but his prayer did not fail. I want to encourage some parents to keep on believing. I want to encourage some parents to keep on praying for your marriage. Keep praying for your children. They may go through it, but they're going to come all the way through it. Don't stop praying. Wow, I've never seen that revelation before. Wow, Pastor, I knew that for years. That's because you're a talking head. Pastor, I knew all about that. It's a revelation to me to know what Jesus knew, which you don't know, and he still prayed for Peter. Let me come on down. Jesus was God. And he knew that Peter was going to screw it up and blow it, but he still prayed. And on top of that, when it was time to have something to eat, it was Jesus who fixed it for him. Prepared breakfast for Peter. So, parents, whatever you think that timeline is on your child or on your future or on your life, keep on praying because you don't see all that the Father sees and good things are in store. Just keep on believing. Keep on trusting. Keep on keeping on. Do not stop. Continue. Continue. Fight on. Fight bravely. Fight on your knees. Pray through. God has an answer for you. For your children, for your future, for your finances. Don't throw in the towel. I just want to see this morning, because it certainly isn't anything that was according to my notes for the most part. How many, and let me just say this to you too. Remember now, I'm not a greenhorn. If you think that you don't have to prepare and God just shows up and uses you, you are drunk and not on the wine of the Holy Ghost. I am so concerned about Christians who want to be around people who speak, who just kind of like, you know, they're just doing their thing up there. Folks, if I don't prepare, if I don't diligently discipline myself and prepare, God can't move at all in here. I'm real concerned about the church, the condition of the church, the body of Christ I'm talking about at whole. Because there are people who think, wow, man, God was really moving today. Man, the pastor never opened up his Bible and the pastor never got into his notes. Man, God really moved. May I never come in here unprepared. May I never come in here unprayed and not prayed up. May I always come in here with the fresh rhema word of God. Because God wants to move on your behalf. And God doesn't want you to come in here and be a spectator. Like, wow, man, that was really a cool service. And man, pastor preached. Man, I'm trying to instill in you such a tenacity that when you even know what's going to happen, you pray on. You pray through. And young people begin to carry things they've never carried before. And you can do it. God's called you to do it. Amen? So here we are at the finish line. How many adults want to stand with me this morning and go, you know what? I needed to hear that from heaven. I needed to know that even though because I know what's going on, it's not going to dampen my prayer life. I just want to invite you to stand. Because man, the enemy loves to dampen our prayer life. Man, he loves to soak it to where we just throw in the towel, give up. It's like, God, I'm done with it. Oh, crap. I quit. I can't do it anymore. You see what's going on. I can see it. It's not going to get any better. That's it. I'm done. You pray. That's not going to be us. Because the stone has been removed. We're standing across this room as young people and as adults, and we're going to respond to the invitation of the Holy Spirit. Pray on, pray in, pray through, and don't let go of your prayer life, because He is risen and you will not find Him among the dead. In Jesus' name, I invite this house to pray over each other, to pray over families. I invite this house to pray over this community. I pray that you will pray over the leaders. I pray that you will pray over newspapers. I invite you to pray over everything pertaining to this region, to where every principality, every spiritual darkness, every wickedness in high places will be brought down through the power of prayer. In Jesus' name. He is risen and He is alive and He lives forevermore, and He's seated at the right hand of the Father, and He's making intercession. He's praying for us now, and you will not lose. You are not a loser. You cannot lose. If God be for you, who can be against you? No one. I stand with you as a pastor. I stand with you in this community. And God will bring you through. I don't know what you're facing, but God. I don't know what you are engaged in, but God. I don't know what you are looking at in the mirror, but God. I don't know what stones the enemy has been throwing, but God. And this is your season. This is your hour. Prepare yourself through prayer. God is going to do incredible things with you, through you, because of He who dwells in you. Because of God, you will not shrink. Do not give in. Do not give up. Do not throw in the towel. Stand. And after having done all, stand. In the presence of the Lord your God. He goes before you. He will be your rear guard. He will protect you in your going out and your coming in from this day forth and forevermore. Set your eyes upon Him, for He is worthy of your praise. Do not look to your left nor to your right, for you have found the favor of the Lord. Go quietly, go quickly. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord your God. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living, for you will not find Him among the dead. Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. Give God praise in this place. I give you praise. 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 Turn to someone as you're seated and simply say to them, I guess I'm going to stand. In fact, I will stand as you're seated in this house in the presence of the Lord. I don't want to get up right now. Anybody hear this? Say, you know what? Hey, Pastor, I don't know Him like that. I don't know Him. But I'm coming. I want to stand right here beside you. I invite you to come. You don't know Christ. Come. There are several that need to come who are really getting their brains beat out. I invite you to come stand. Lost and beaten. This is your altar call. Lost. Lost as in you're not ready to meet Christ. Seriously now, I don't know if you'll ever come back to this house. I want to speak under the anointing and the authority of Jesus Christ. If you're here and you do not know for sure that if your life came to a close today, that you would be ready to meet Jesus, I invite you to come. For those that have been beat up, I want you to come stand right here, because I will fight for you and with you in prayer. What are we waiting on? Mr. Chuck Scarberry, the funeral that I had a week or so ago, his sister came up to me and she said, Pastor, can I have a moment of your time? I said, absolutely. either beat up on this side, lost on that side. Don't know that you know Christ. But this is for those. This over here, you've just been getting your butt kicked. And you're done with it. And God's done with it too. He doesn't want your butt kicked all the time. And anybody else that just wants to come stand with these men? Quit trying to act like you're so big and bad and tough. I'm tired of that too. Oh, I got this. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You ain't got nothing but a big mouth. And she came to me and she said, you know, I've been very concerned that my brother really knew Christ. And she said, I went to him. I said, Chuck, this is his sister. Chuck, are you ready to meet the Lord? And he said in his jolly way, you know I've been saved. I've not always lived right, but I'm saved. And I'm ready to meet the Lord. Close the story. Is there anybody that would say, I'm not ready to meet Jesus Christ? Come stand right here by me. Anybody? Absolutely not sure. I don't mean if you've been in church. I'm not asking if you've been around the church. I'm asking, you're here and you're not sure that you are born again. I'm not trying to tug on anybody. Over here, for individuals that have been going through it. Really going through it. Really going through it. Yep. I need Amy and Bradley. I need Brittany. And let me explain something to you. Come on, guys. You know, I'm aware of the supernatural. I kind of think this must be like the Weber show. If you'll pay real close attention, we're training future leaders. I never moved to Florida to put on a show or to be a star. So I need for people who are a part of this ministry to be watching so when you're called, you know exactly what to do. So you have the opportunity to come and pray over individuals. Is there anyone else who would say, you know what, Pastor, man, I am so tired of getting my butt kicked. I am so tired. It's like I get up and I just get drilled again. I get back up and now I can't hardly even get up. I'm a Christian and I'm there, but man, doggone it, I'm getting my tail kicked. Anybody else? Man, Pastor, you're just too real. Can't you make it a little bit more Christian? No, not really. Not when you're getting your butt kicked and the world's just all over you. Anybody else? Last one. The world has really been coming against you. I invite you to come. Oh, not. I'm not trying to single you out. I'm trying to let you know how real the Holy Spirit is in this house. The world is really coming against you. There's some individuals, and I'm going to tell you primarily, there are some men who are being bombarded in their thought life. I'd get up here so fast, you'd think you were called by Jesse Owens. You're a track star. You're running that fast. There are some men that are getting just pulverized in their thought life. It's the enemy coming against you. But come, let us stand with you. Anybody else? Okay, I'm about to pray, but I'm going to tell you that one right there, there are some men that are under incredible attack mentally in your thought life. And then there's a couple mothers that have openly said in the privacy of their own world, I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to chuck it. I'm ready to throw in the towel. I invite you to just come stand. Yeah, but this will get out in the community. It better not. Not in the body of Christ. Do you want to come? We'll pray. Kelly, there's a gentleman. Will you pray for him? Any of the ladies? There are several ladies that have just, like, I'm at the end of my rope. I have had it. I have had it. Oh, that's too easy, Pastor. I'm just telling you, it's been going off. And God has heard, and he's responding with prayer through his son on your behalf. Come, let us stand with you. Okay. Father, we thank you this morning for those that have responded throughout the entire time together. We are in awe of your greatness, in awe of what you are doing. Father, we thank you for the individuals that have stood and those that came to the front. And I'm asking in Jesus' name for men this morning who have been under incredible attacks in their thought life. I'm asking now for breakthrough and that they will put on the helmet of salvation. I pray for some ladies and some mothers who are at the end of the line, end of the rope. May they, before this time is over in this house today, go find someone and go, you know what? That was the Holy Spirit through Pastor. I just need to meet one-on-one. Whatever it needs to be, let it be. And then, Father, I pray for those young people that stood and responded to wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation to be able to meet it in the marketplace with excellence. I thank you and I praise you. Father, I pray that at this Easter season, that every person in this house and in the other churches, members of the body of Christ, may there be an explosion on the inside of the revelation that Jesus Christ is alive and he is doing great things among us, and no weapon formed against any person will ever prosper. In Jesus' name. And I thank you. And God's people said, amen. Give every one of these individuals that came up, yes. Amen. Lord bless you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.